Night Before Christmas, a radio play by Donald A. Reisner Jr.
We interrupt our regular program for this breaking news story.
We take you now to New York City, where our field reporter, Justin Case, is speaking with a local resident. Justin?
Yes, I'm standing here. Professor Clement C. Moore and his family at their home in Western Manhattan. It appears that only a few nights ago, the Moore family had a unique encounter that took place right in their own house, here on Houston Street. Professor, can you tell us what you witnessed?
Of course. Well, 'twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring.
Not even a mouse.
That's right, twins, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care.
In hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be here.
These are three of my children, the twins and Margaret.
It's very nice to meet you. Did all of your children witness this, Professor?
Not all of them. Most of them slept through it. These three are my light sleepers, so they were up at the first sound. The rest stayed in their rooms. There's not right there. This is my wife.
It's very nice to meet you, Mrs. Moore. Were all your children asleep?
Yes, the children were all nestled, all snug in their beds.
While visions of sugar plums danced in our heads.
Sugar plums?
Yes, I've spent the past week baking while the children were eagerly waiting for Christmas Day, when it's our tradition to put out the plates of cookies, cakes, and other treats. In fact, I caught two of them trying to sneak a sugar plum when they found nobody was looking.
Sorry!
Well, anyway, Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap.
What happened then?
Then, out on the lawn, there was all such a clatter. I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window, I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash.
That's when the twins and I woke up.
Were you frightened?
Nah, just curious.
The moon on the breast of a new fall of snow gave a luster of midday to objects below.
So even though it was nighttime, the moon reflected off the snow in such a way that you could see the objects clearly?
That's right. It was beautiful.
Fascinating. Go on.
Then, what to my wondering eyes did appear?
A miniature sleigh.
And a tiny reindeer.
Tiny reindeer?
Yeah, these weren't like those 550-pound caribou they have up north. These were very small, more like the size of a fawn.
That is small, and they were pulling a sleigh?
Yep, with a little old driver, so lively and quick.
We knew in a moment it must be St. Nick.
More rapid than eagles, his reindeer there came.
And he whistled and shouted and called by name.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen. On Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen.
To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall.
Now dash away all.
So what happened next?
Well, up to the housetop, the reindeer they flew with the sleigh full of toys.
And St. Nicholas, too.
And then, in a twinkling, we heard on the roof the panting and pawing of each little hoof.
As I drew on my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound.
Astonishing. What did he look like?
Well, he was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all in tarnish with ashes and soot.
A bundle of toys he had slung on his back.
And he looked like a peddler just opening his pack.
His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses. His nose like a cherry.
His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow.
And then a beard on his chin was as white as the snow.
The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. Yes, like a wreath. Thank you, my dear.
He had a broad face and a round little belly.
That shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby.
And plump.
A right jolly old elf.
And we laughed when we saw him in spite of ourselves.
A wink of his eye.
And a twist of his head.
Soon gave us, you know, we had nothing to dread.
That's a relief.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work. He filled all the stockings.
Then turned with a jerk.
And laying his finger aside of his nose.
And giving a nod.
Up the chimney he rose.
Wait, he entered the room through the chimney, and then when he left, he went back up the chimney? He exited the house by going back up the chimney?
I know it sounds crazy, but he used the chimney for both his entrance and his exit.
Okay, is that all?
No, not at all. Then he sprang to his sleigh and gave his team a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle.
But we heard him explain as he drove out of sight.
Happy Christmas to all and to all a good night.
Fascinating. Well, there you have it, a remarkable story of a remarkable visit of a remarkable character. It's important to report at this time the authorities are yet to confirm this sighting, but Professor C. Clement Moore and his family are unmoved. They are convinced that they have just received a visit from none other than St. Nicholas himself on Christmas Eve. I suppose the rest of us will never know for sure. This is Just In Case reporting from the house of Clement C. Moore on the Isle of Manhattan, New York. Back to the studio.
Thank you, Justin. That was an interesting report. And now we return to our regular scheduled program.